Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Want to tell the story of your small business? Then send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today's stories, small businesses are keeping watch as the government considers how far to go in regulating big tech firms like Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and or Google. That after this. Running a business is hard work, but getting the right insurance coverage for it doesn't have to be. Geico Commercial Insurance makes it easy to get excellent coverage so you spend less time worrying and more time growing your business. Geico Commercial Insurance offers great coverage like general and professional liability, business owner's policy, workers' comp, and so much more. Go to geicocommercial.com for more information and to start your coverage today. That's geicocommercial.com. How far could the government go in regulating big tech like Google, Amazon, Facebook, or Apple? And is regulation what's needed when it comes to things like privacy, free speech, and artificial intelligence? If so, what would it look like? Small businesses are certainly looking for answers here. We're joined now by Dr. French Caldwell, CFO of the Analyst Syndicate, a firm of independent analysts. He's based in North Carolina. French, how do you see it?
Well, you know, technology has really benefited from sort of a lax regulatory regime since the internet came into common use. And now it's starting to mature and starting to impinge on markets and national security, and there's concerns about the protection of individuals. And so there's a lot more interest in regulation of big tech these days. I count at least five areas that Google and Facebook and Apple and Amazon and others are being buffeted by.
What are those areas? Take us through those areas.
Well, there's competition law. European regulators started there, fining Google not too long ago for $5 billion in an Android antitrust case. And now we see U.S. regulators doing antitrust investigations of these large firms, Google and Facebook in particular.
Yeah.
Of course, all kinds of congressional hearings all around antitrust and competition. And then the other area is tax law. The OECD recently concluded a draft guidance for tax authorities around the world on how to change tax laws to account for all of these ability of big tech and other firms to find tax havens. So, for instance, Ireland was a tax haven for Apple,
yep,
and for over a decade paid no taxes in Ireland.
Yeah.
And all of Apple's foreign profits flowed through Ireland, and 60% of Apple's revenue comes from overseas.
Mm.
So 60% was going untaxed.
Right.
We've got privacy law, privacy rules and regulations. There's been a lot of publicity around that.
Sure.
With California's new privacy law going into effect next year, and the new European law that went into effect last year, and we've already seen some fines around that. Free expression, free speech. Mark Zuckerberg has an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal here recently around free expression. And then finally, encryption. And you sort of see these rules fall into, three different categories of markets and national security and protection of individual citizens. But they all also overlap and intersect and impinge on each other, creating a lot of confusion, a lot of challenges for companies that are facing all this new sets of rules and regulations. Oh, and by the way, I left out cryptocurrency, and I left out AI and AV. These are all artificial intelligence and autonomous vehicles, cybersecurity, concerns over data sovereignty in many countries. Big tech is under siege.
Yeah. How far, French, could regulators go if they wanted to?
Well, I think it depends on the area that you're looking at. If you look at competition law and antitrust, they could go so far as to begin to break up some of these large companies. So, If you look at Facebook, for example, has three different messaging, three major areas around Facebook itself, then WhatsApp and Instagram. And it also has its messenger messaging app. They could begin to break all this up. So that would be one area around antitrust. Google would face similar types of concerns. Apple, Amazon, all of these big tech firms could face these antitrust laws and find that they have to begin to split up some of their parts, much like Ma Bell did many years ago.
Yeah. We're speaking with Dr. French Caldwell. He's the CFO of the Analyst Syndicate, a firm of independent analysts, and we're talking about regulation of big tech. You were going to finish a thought there before I jumped in. What were we going to add on to that?
Well, I was also thinking, with some of the concerns around encryption and free speech. Those two overlap, and you could go so far as to see, well, already in many countries where the social media outlets are actually banned. Facebook is banned in China.
Yeah.
It's not there. So if you you could begin to look at some limits being placed on these social media and search firms, where they have to abide by certain limits as far as free expression.
Let me ask you.
There are already limits out there around child pornography, for instance, big tech has been working very closely with the FBI and other law enforcement agencies on that. So the free expression only goes so far, right?
Yeah. So in that realm, then, when we talk about things like privacy, free speech, is regulation needed here, in your opinion?
Well, in my opinion, I'm really kind of an observer of this more than having an opinion.
Okay.
I certainly think in certain cases with free expression, there's already laws that are that need to find better ways of being enforced. It's like just like you can't yell fire in a crowded theater. There are certain things that you can't do out there on the internet. And these laws are very, very hard to enforce because of the, the freewheeling nature and design of the internet itself. So things around, child pornography has certainly been in the news a lot lately. If you go back just 10 years ago, there were maybe the social media firms were saying they found about 1 million pieces of child pornography on their sites in a year. Now they're blocking up to 45 million. It's just gotten out of control.
Yeah.
So, but without the cooperation or without these platforms, it would be even worse because they are starting to effectively block a lot of that content.
Mm.
Now, as far as free expression around political ads, for instance, should politicians be able to lie in their ads? And that's something that Mark Zuckerberg addressed in his op-ed. And his view is that they should, he shouldn't be restricting political ads. But then what about sort of these fake news posts, things that are meant to incite trouble, that are done by foreign actors or even by domestic actors just to motivate sort of the mob mentality on the internet? And should those be restricted? Well, some of them are paid for political ads. Where do you draw the line?
Right.
These are challenges that lawmakers and the tech industry are going to have to solve and pretty quickly.
Finish up with this then, because you referenced the potential breakup of companies like a Google or a Facebook. Does your firm say predict that that's actually going to happen?
Well, I think it's a very difficult one to predict. I do think that when you have firms like Facebook that go and acquire in a preemptive manner to limit competition, that's a problem. Acquiring because you're looking for new technology that you may not have, that some small startup has developed, well, that can be a very positive thing. Actually bringing new technology that a small startup would not be able to take to market very quickly, and then in the hands of a Google or a Facebook, it can get to market very, very quickly. So that's kind of a positive. But when Facebook acquired WhatsApp, for instance, they paid $19 billion for it. Was that really to bring the technology more quickly to market? It was already out in the market. Or was that to actually, limit the competition of WhatsApp to Facebook's Messenger app? And so those types of things, it's beyond me to sort of be able to predict whether this is the right thing or not. But will it happen? I do see that there could be some breakup or some changes in rules that limit how these firms can acquire other firms.
Thanks, French. Dr. French Caldwell from the Analyst Syndicate.
This human resources professional is a rock star thanks to Kronos. And this is her hype song.
I'm the spark before the fire. I'm the power in the train. I
have HR, payroll, talent, and time.
I'm the dream and you should know that.
Now we're engaging all the best people.
Kronos, HR solutions for the modern workforce and the people who support them. Learn more at kronos.com/HR swagger.
Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, thismorningwithgordondeal.com. That's also where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.